relations with Iran worsening, families decided to step out of diplomatic channels to appeal directly to the kidnappers. This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. We're joined now by Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
There was a shooting at Virginia Tech yesterday, reminiscent of an event 4 years ago, which was one of the most horrific in recent memory in the Commonwealth.
And this is one of those tragedies that makes pro-gun Republicans and pro-gun Democrats nervous. Now, of course, the details of yesterday's incident in which two were killed, the suspected shooter by his own hand, but it is one of those incidents that is likely to renew the debate over campus safety, specifically guns on campus. And there have been demonstrations around the state, pro and con, on this. The Attorney General has threaded the needle very carefully on this issue. Ken Cuccinelli, a pro-gun Republican, has acknowledged that Virginians, of course, can legally carry concealed weapons. But he has also said that colleges can regulate this practice. So expect a renewed tug-of-war over this, just how far the schools can go, perhaps how much further the legislature might be able to go. And, of course, all of this taking place at the same time that Tech is appealing that federal fine of $55,000 for not speedily alerting students to the events, the tragic events of 2007.
Former Governors Tim Kaine and George Allen, who are seeking the U.S. Senate seat to be vacated by Senator Jim Webb next year. First, they must secure their party's nominations in primaries next summer. But they had a much-touted debate this week at the state capitol.
Yes, AP Day at the state capitol. And this was an opportunity for the presumed senatorial nominees of both parties to rough out their themes for 2012. Tim Kaine attacking Allen as a big spender. George Allen branding Tim Kaine a tax-and-spend Obama clone. Among, I think, one of the more interesting aspects of this encounter, Tim Kaine has shown again, as he did in previous statewide campaigns, that he does not allow, or he's not prepared to allow, his adversaries to depict him, Kaine, as he, Kaine, doesn't see himself. In this case, as a guy interested in solutions. Allen, on the other hand, who emphasized the Kaine tie to Obama, specifically Kaine's service as DNC chairman, seemed to show some discomfort defending his record as a senator, supporting all those big programs that were paid for with big debts. And he was particularly annoyed, George Allen, that is, when Tim Kaine described Allen as running for re-election. So it looks like there's an effort here by the Democrats to essentially depict Allen, of course, narrowly lost that seat in 2006 to Jim Webb, as the incumbent in this year's campaign.
Right. A little less than 3 minutes to go. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling and Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli will oppose each other for the gubernatorial nomination of the state Republican Party in 2 years. And shall we say stormwaters are brewing on the GOP ocean front.
Yes, the lieutenant governor is depicting himself as something of a victim, suggesting that the attorney general should do as he, Bowling, did in 2009 and wait his turn for the gubernatorial nomination. You know, there's a good deal of concern among Republicans that this fight, this protracted long-running fight, will weaken the party's chances of retaining the governorship in 2013. The current Republican governor, Bob McDonnell, is asking Republicans to respect the 11th Amendment and not speak ill of one another, and that perhaps they should put this gubernatorial campaign behind them, at least temporarily, until the presidential campaign is behind. And who knows, maybe there will be a Bob McDonnell on the Republican ticket. But, of course, the contest between Cuccinelli and Bowling raises questions about McDonnell's command of the party. And presumably the timing couldn't be worse for the governor because he wants to send a message beyond Virginia that he's a strong leader.
I have about a minute and a half left now. Governor McDonald revealed what his transportation plan will be in his budget to be presented to the General Assembly Money Committees later this month.
Yes, former colleague of mine, Mike Hardy, who you remember well, might describe what the governor's put on the table as a shift and shaft. The governor wants to take even more sales tax money for roads. Right now, a half a cent. He wants to increase that to 0.75 cents and says that will generate another $110 million every biennium. Of course, he's not about to raise taxes, but he's not above raiding a source of funds that supports schools, cops, and human services. And, of course, the Democrats will yowl about this, but with working control of the General Assembly, there's a good chance the governor's going to prevail on this point.
Okay. About a half a minute now. Democrats are going to court today to try to block Senate Republicans from taking control of the evenly split state Senate when the General Assembly convenes on January 11th. They're contending that Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, who has a tie-breaking vote on some issues, cannot vote to organize the Senate.
And how would you like to be the judge? Judge is chosen by the General Assembly that has to decide this issue. It's likely going to go to the Supreme Court before the legislature returns in January. And a coda to this, had Ed Houck won re-election, the Democrats would be in charge. Of course, Houck losing to Bryce Reeds in the most expensive campaign this year, $2.6 million in that Senate campaign.
All right. Time's up for today, so we'll talk again next Friday, Jeff. Thank you.
See you later.
Jeff Shapiro joins us every Friday morning.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Worth.